Mikol hachayis, does it say from all the chayis, from all the beasts? Mikol abheima, does it say mikol hachayis, mikol abheima? That way, mikol abheima, mikol hachayis, it says the other way. Mikol abheima, mikol hachayis, mashma, what abheima was cursed more than a chaya, that's 1 to 7, so that the nachash has 7 years. Another passage says, mikol hachayis, oruhu mi behema, he is cursed more than an animal. Oruhu mi behema, shenis kalkula mi chaya, that the behema was cursed more than the chaya. That's our cheshbon. Now the Gemara says, still, if you want to make the curse from a behema to a chaya, a behema, why not say like this? Kishem shenis kalkula behema mi chaya, the same way we find a behema had a kilkul over a chaya, echod l'sholish, only 1/3 more. Oh, mani, what is this aze? That an aze gives birth after 5 months. Mechoso, from the cat that only gives birth after 52 days. So that's 3 times the amount. So maybe, kach niskalkulu mebehemo, the same way the nochesh had a klola 3 times as much as the aze. So if the aze gives birth after 5 months, he should give birth, echot mebehemo echot l'shosh, 1 or 3, tevelei chamesa yach, maybe gives birth after 15 months. Maybe the nochesh should give birth after 15. How do we know it gives birth after 7 months? To go to Chumra. So more gives 2 tzuros. If you want, I'll tell you, Mikola behemoth, if more the behemoth, Mashiach, you go to Chumra of the behemoth. The biggest behemoth takes a year, that's all we have to have his cheshbon. And he boys him, if you want, I'll tell you, Eima klolahu. So therefore, klolah shavya levayu. We're talking about now the curse to give the nochash. So rather the svar is to make the curse as big as possible. So the biggest difference we have between a behemoth and a chaya, we'll use that at 7 times of a difference. So therefore we'll say the nochish is 7 years. It has to carry its baby for 7 years. Now the Gemara says, O Malai Kaiser, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. The emperor said to Yeshua ben Chananya, that nochish lekama mi'eva b'moilad. How long does it take a snake to come pregnant to give birth? O Malai, so Yeshua ben Chananya said, like we just darshan, l'shev shoni, it takes 7 years. The emperor asked the question, I was sabi, devei asuna, these older people, these chachomim, in devei asuna, in that place, arvinu, they put together a nochash, a male and female, the yodel l'tlos, and he gave birth after 3 years. So how could you say it takes 7 years? Rashi says, devei asuna means mokum, name of a place. So he answered back, Yishum Levi, Hanu Mevri Hevi Mikora Dalat Shana, it must be that the snake was already pregnant for 4 years before. And therefore now it took another 3 years, then it gave birth. So he asked back the emperor, Ivo Komishamshi Shemushai, but they live together, Inu. So in the Khurikashrut by Behemoth, once they become pregnant, they don't live together anymore, they don't have Tashmish anymore. So verse says, no, Inu Nami Mishamshi Kiyodim. The Yishum Lechanina said that a Nochish is like a person. But even after a lady becomes pregnant, still she lives with a man, still she has tashmish. I said, we be asked to cash about the emperor, I have a chachim, you know, I have a very smart people, these people from the Beyasunda. So still they say 3, but some they know they're talking about. So Rabbi Shua went back and said, Anan osta chachomin, chachminon minayi, we're smarter than them. So the emperor said, listen, you chachmiso, if you're so smart, zil go, zachinu, go win over them in arguments, and viyasunali, and bring them back to me. I want you to bring them all back to me. So Amalei, so Yeshua said to the case, Kamehevi, how many people are there? How many chomim are there? So he said, Shishin Gavri, there are 60 people. So Amalei, so Yeshua said like this, Ovidli Sefinta, make me a ship, make me a boat. The Yispa Shishin Boti, it has 60 different apartments, 60 different rooms. The whole base, every room, Ispe Shishin Bistike. Every room should have 60 chairs in there. And she says, Kisoy is bring 60 chairs there. So Abulay, for the case that made this type of a ship, Kim and Yeshua started to travel to go there. Is Kimotel Hosam when Yeshua reached this place of Atuno, is all of a Tabcha. So he went to a butcher store. Is Ashkechino Lehugav, we saw this man, the Korposhe Chiyusi, was skinning animals, like Shakti taking care of animals. Omalei, so Yeshua said to the man, Reishechol is runi, is your head for sale? Omalei, the guy said yes. So Omalei became, Yeshua said, how much do you want for your head? Omalei, the pagu de zuza, half of a dollar. Simple, cheap. So Yoivlei, so Yeshua gave him the palgo de zuza. The sefer tiyen domle said, "Ano reisha de chayuto." At the end, he said, "I'll give you the head of the animal." So on the side rule, the gisha should be omle habli reshecha. Be sure set and give me your head. So yoy lechad reisha de chayuto. So the butcher gave him one of the heads of the animal. So this omle be sure said back to him, "Ano reisha de chayuto amlo." Did I tell you I want the head of an animal? "Ano reshecha amlocha." I said I want your head. "Ano reish." That's my algemar. "Ano reish de chayuto amloch." I said I want your head. So he didn't know what to do. So Amalei said to him, "I boyis diish bachuch. If you want, I shall leave you alone. Sagi achvuli pischo tibeyatuna. Show me the house. Show me the door. Where do I go to these chachomim tibeyasuna?" So the butcher said back, "Mistafina, I'm afraid of them. The whole demach, whoever shows where they live, where the house is, katale, they kill the people." So Amalei said, "Shusha like this. Listen." Dori Kricha the Kanya. You go carry some bundles of kanam of reeds. Take some bundle of reeds. And the Vechimotas Lassam, when you reach there, when you reach the door of their school, Zokfa, stack them up. Commander Komatvich, as if you're taking a rest, that's all. And I'll understand that's the place. So that's what happened. Ozal, so he went to this place. Ashkach, the Ravnoi Megavoi, or the Ravnoi Mavroi. He saw some Yeshua went there, and he found out that the Orvim, they're like, he saw there were gods there, inside and outside. And like this, the Chosi carried the island, they see some footsteps coming in, so that means the outside god didn't do his job. It's Katal Hulavroi, they would kill the outside god. Or the Nafkit, they see footsteps going outwards, so Katal Hulagavoi, they would kill the inside god. The Mesam, they had like dust, outside, inside, that he could tell to see the footsteps. So the kid says, very hard to come in or to leave this place. So what could Yeshua do? So he did was, Afchol Asandla, he turned his shoes backwards, like he wore them the opposite way. So when he was walking in, it looked as if somebody's walking out. Sakatul Lagavoy, they first killed the guard inside. And then he went, Afchol Asandla, then he turned his shoe around, as if he's coming in. So Katul Lakule, they killed the outside ones also. So the kids, so all the guards were killed. So now, Rabbi Yeshua walked inside. Ashkach, when he walked inside in this school, he found Yenuki Malel, the young people were still sitting up on top. Sabi Malatachas, the older people sitting on bottom. So he thought, he said to himself like this, what should I do? Ihiv Neshlom Alahani, if I give Shalom Aleichem to the top ones, the young ones, Katuli Hani, so the younger ones would kill me. Savri, Anana Difan, we're better. Yanan Kishishan's fair, we're smarter. Vino Badaki, they're young ones. If I would give Ishalom to the older ones first, to the young ones first, right? So the older ones would get angry and kill me. Or Mishal Malachu, so what he said back was, Shal Malachu, he said back, peace to all of yous. To the older and younger together, he said peace. Omrulay, so they said to him, "My Avdisach, what are you doing here? Like, how do you get in here? What are you doing here?" Omlu, he said, "Ano chachim yudoi. I am a wise man, a wise Jew. Ano bino demigmo chachmus minaychu. I want to come and learn some chachmus, some wisdom from you." So Yehochi, you saw, niboy lecho. Go ask us some questions. So Omlu, see some of this, I'm sure like this. Lecha, you're very good. And we'll make up a deal. If you win over me, whatever you want, I'll do for you. But if I win over you, on the side, I want you to eat some bread in my ship. So if I win over you, I want you all to come into my ship and eat some bread there. So they agreed. So they started to ask questions. So Amalei, they said to him, that these Chachom said, to Rabbi Yeshua, who God, whether was a man, the Ozal or boy Yitzhak, he wanted to get married to a lady, he wanted to get married. But of Lo Yoivlei, he just didn't get her, but the parents didn't give it to her. So, my Chazilei, the Ozal Hecho Demadli Minei, what do you say about is it possible this person should go to like a woman of higher or a more hushable lady? Or should I say, no, since he didn't get this one, he won't get a more chashuv one.
So should he try for a higher one? So Mara said, what Rabbi Shua did was a shokal sichno. He took out a peg like dotu titzo. He tried to bang it in to the bottom of the wall. Loyal didn't go. Lila tried to bang it in the top part of the wall. Erla got in. So Omri said, Harnam the same thing, Misrami Bas Mazle. It could be if he tries for a higher rank one, maybe she is the one that sugapas win, that's the Bas Mazlu, and maybe you'll get her. So of course it pays to try. That was one question. Another question. Gavra the Oizif, if a man lends money, Vitarif, and he has to collect the money by force, Vitarif. My chazer the Hadaf Oizif. Do you think you expect him he should lend again? Like Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon didn't pay back so easily. Reuven had to force him to pay back. Should Reuven lend him again? So Amalei said back to him like this. Gavro oza liyagma. He said part of him like this. The man goes into a forest, and oza liyagma goes into a forest, koto kamatuna, he like cuts down the first load of wood, and he can't even pick it up. He can't pick it up. So kota lomonachalavoy, should he keep on continuing cutting down more until someone comes along like and helps him? Adi Yisrami Inshi Madle, until somebody else comes along and helps him. So here also, even though he had trouble with the first time he lent the money, still he should lend money again. Maybe the second time will be easier. So that was now Omrulay. They said to him, Shachom said to Yeshua, Eimelon Mili, please you tell us some stories now, tell us something. Dibidi Day. So he said to them, Omalahu, have Yehu Kudnisa, that there was once a mule, the old boy that gave birth, that the Tolulay Pistakor, there was like a document around its neck, the Kosabed written on it, the Maske Beve Abo May Alfi Zuzi. Was written upon this piece of paper as there's a claim against his father of 100,000 zuz. That was the story. So Amulet, they said to him, first of all, for could a nice in the old, is it possible that a mule could give birth? A mule can give birth. Amulet, he said to him, Hai niyo mili dibidoi. These are like, they wanted milo dibidoi. Means nusa davoi. These are the story. That's a story I made up. That's one of these stories. Rashi says, Divrei Ruach, Stam Shtus. And Rashi says, Milo de Kozov, yeah. Does they ask him to say a story of Sheker? So he told him back this type of a story. That was a story he said. Another story he says now. Hainiyo Milo de Vidya. Now, Milcho Kisar, if you have salt that becomes spoiled, but my Malchilo, how do you salt it? So Amalu, he said to them, the silsa de kudanaisa. What you have to take is, you have to take the afterbirth of a mule. That's what you use to fix up the salt. So the question was, a miyika silsa de kudanaisa, is there any afterbirth of a mule? Or milcha misori, and the salt ever becomes spoiled? So that was the stories. Now, Boni Lon base of a river, they asked him a question like this. They asked him, build us a house in the air. Be avira di alma. So Omar Shem said, Yeshua said Hashem's name, Tola ben Rekila Aryeh. He was hanging like flying in the air. Omlo, and he told them, Asikul Elivna Vatini, bring me up here bricks and cement. And Mitzvah, Gisa Shubek, it says in the Bach, the question went on, and they said to him, Omiyuka de Matzah Sukhasan, could he get up to you? Omar, Omiyuka de Matzah Nifti Besa, is it possible to build a house in the air? The kids of the lesson, they finished that question. Now the next question was, Mitziyosa di Alma Hecha, where exactly is the center of the world? That's what they asked him. So Zokfil Espiyusar, he lifted up his fingers, and Omulu Hawk, he said over here, right here is the center of the world. Omulu said to him, Omi Mi Yema, like how can you talk, prove it? Is Aisi Ashli Yomashki told him, bring some ropes and measure it. Isla Biri Bidabra. So he said, that we have a pit in the field, Isli Bira Badava, we have a pit in the field. Ailu Lamasa, we want you to bring it to the town. Omulais, he said to him, Avshali Chavli Mifari. He said to them, like, not me, make me ropes of flour, and I'll bring it. V'mifori v'yali, isli recho de tavri. Then he said to them, no, we have a broken millstone though, it's broken. Islan recho de tzviri chetayu. Omli said to them, so kruchali minayu. All right, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.
The kids is the mill is trying to get the ropes, so he said to them, "Avshili chavli v'yali isli recha the tavri the broken millstone." Ezomi said, "Kruchli minei gadi v'yachiti, bring me like over there, take me off a part of it, and he'll fix it up." As they brought it to him, was broken. He said, "He'll fix it up." Mashu the sakina, yeah. So take out the threads for him, and he'll mend it. Right. So now, V'chitu mashru de sakina b'may katli. We have knives. How could we cut it? So b'kar no de chamra. They said you could cut these things. You don't have knives. Cut it with the horns of the chamor. So the question was: the miyuka kano de chamra? Does a donkey have horns? Or miyuka mishru de sakina? And is there any? What could we do with the knives like? Rashi says, "Mishnah Kina, but my katle aruga a row of knives, but my kotzinoi. So what can he cut it down with?" Yes, he asked the shaila over here. He said, "Bring me the horns of the chamor." So he asked him back, "O mi ika kan deyestim? Is there any horns to the chamor? O mi ika mashu the skin? Is there any way to cut down the knives?" Now what happened was, isolate trade day. They brought in front of him. The chacham brought in front of him. Rabbi Shua, two eggs. Omer, they said to him, "Hai de zagsuch miti, vai de zagsuch yurte." Which one is from a white hen and which one is from a black one? Is Islo inu tregevini. So what happened was, he himself brought them two cheeses. Islo tregevini omul, he said to them, "Hai de izi yuchmito, vai de izi chyurto." Which one of these cheeses come from a white goat? And which one comes from a black goat? He asked them. Another question was, so if you have one, a chicken that's dead in its shell, the question was, where did it have its spirit go away? How does it will go away? Is Mehechi Ruchai Nofek Ruchai? So he says back, Mechid the old, the same place it came from, is Nofak Achvilen Mona. So when they showed him a Mona Kli, Leshavi Chavili, that was not even worth its cause. So Rashi said, they showed him like Herenu Kli, they showed him a Kli, Sheneshavi Hefsid Shumas, it's not worth the loss if you lose it. So what type of a thing was it? His icy kochod v'chod buddha. So they brought in front of him a mat of reeds, and poshet, they spread it out. Lehevi oil dasroi, so it couldn't go through the door. Omulu icy moris, so bring a hatchik sasvosai and knock down the door like. His hainu moris l'shav chavilo. This like the kli that's not worth its expense to have to knock down the house to bring it in. So what happened was, icyno kochad v'chad. So he took each one over them, and he took each one of them, and he put each one of them into a ship, into a different room. If ki chazi shis and vistuki, when each one came into his own room, in each room there were 60 chairs there. So each one said, "Amakuloi chavrei leochi yosef." They're all going to come into my room. So they were happy. Each one sat down in his room. In the meantime, Yeshua said, "Somebody locked the door," and he sold omelu lesfuni. He told the head of the ship, Shari Safincha, that let's take off, start sailing. Badi Dekosi, while he was about to leave, Shokal Afram Yefrayim, he took along some dirt from their city and he put it into the ship. Is Kimoti Levin.